I am Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about the music that I like. Music trivia, my top 5 music of the week, my top 10 music of the month, and a lot more. And today, I have my special co-host, no other than Miss NJ.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Miss Andy. Another week, another conversation about music.
Yes, but guess what? The glove is on the other foot this time. Because you're giving me the information this time.
Oh, yes. Can I give you the information? But before we go on, we want to congratulate those people won the Juno Award. Okay. So who won the Juno Award?
You go right ahead and tell me, because that's my question to you this week.
Let's do congratulate all the people won the Juno Award. And of course, Artist of the Year goes to whom do you think?
Well, I know what Avril got. I think the artist was probably Shawn Mendes or Tate McRae.
This, according to the list, Artist of the Year goes to The Weeknd.
I was so hoping that was it. But I'm so if I wish something like that, it usually never happens.
Okay, Breakthrough Artist of the Year goes to. This is amazing singer. It's a new singer. You want to guess? I will tell you all the name and then guess, okay? Dax. Okay, Dax. Devon Cole. Realess. I don't know how to pronounce. Reeve. And Preston Pablo. Who's your bet?
Dax.
No.
Oh, okay.
And the Breakthrough Artist of the Year goes to Preston Pablo.
Is that the guy I went for coffee with?
Yes, I'm the one who served the coffee.
And the little cherry pie, I know. Jeez. I'm just hanging with celebrities so much, I just forget sometimes. They all start looking alike after a while.
Yes, you have this memory gap now, Miss NJ, okay?
It's because of my classic standing.
And let's go to Fan Choice Award.
I know who got that.
Who?
Avril Lavigne got the Fans Choice Award.
Yes, definitely. Fan Choice Award goes to Avril Lavigne. Okay, let's do the Group of the Year. The nominees are Arkells, Arcade Fire, Billy Talent, Metric, and Derek Walls.
Well, I kind of hope it's Billy Talent, but I don't think it is.
And the Group of the Year goes to Arkells.
All right.
Okay. Breakthrough Group of the Year nominees are Bronx and Rounds, Arms and Ease, Rare Americans, Tommy Lefroy, and Wild Rivers.
I have no idea what any of those are. Maybe it's your accent, but I'm pretty sure I just don't know.
And the Breakthrough Group of the Year goes to Buns and Ranks. I don't know who are they.
Buns and Rack?
Runs.
Oh, okay.
R-A-N-X.
I don't know. Oh, that doesn't spell a word. What is wrong with young people these days?
Now your classic style is coming out.
Yes, it is. My curmudgeonous old hag side.
Okay, Songwriter of the Year. The nominee, Abel Tesfaye. I don't know if you pronounce that. Tasfaye or Tasfaye.
No idea.
Fosia. Oh. Tate McRae. Tanil Tonners. And Toby.
I'll say Tate McRae.
No. The Songwriter of the Year goes to Abel Tesfaye.
No idea again. I am completely in a blackout mode, evidently, from sniffing too much paint working on my guitars, I think.
I think we need to just talk about Juno today.
Yeah, I think so. We're done with them.
And then the Juno and your trivia, and that's it. And Beatles next week.
Don't drag me through the Junos anymore.
Okay, let's do like a album of the year. Whom you won the album of the year?
Well, of course, I want it to be The Weeknd.
Yes, the album of the year goes to The Weeknd. Don FM.
You know, he called me the other day and said he didn't think he was going to make it, but I told him I knew he was.
Oh, we'll wow. Yeah. I think me too. I received a text message. I said, yeah. Oh, he's saying that, oh, I'm so very upset if I cannot make it.
I know, but you probably couldn't answer him because you're busy having lunch with Tate McRae or Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yes. And Adult Alternative Album of the Year. Oh, goes to Sadis, Calder Streams. Who are they? Do you know them?
No, I know no one who is anything less than 75 years old, basically.
Okay, let's do the good one. Classical of the Year, Classical Album, Cinematography.
Okay, are we seriously doing the Junos the whole time? Because I'm going to get a burger.
No, let's do the International Album of the Year.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
No, sorry.
Adele.
Oh, no.
Bob. Bob What's his Dylan. Name? Bob Dylan. What's his name? Didn't we just do his
job? I will give you the nominee. The nominees are Lil Nas X.
So yes.
Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift again. Harry Styles.
Oh, please don't let it be Harry Styles. I'm gonna say Lil Nas.
No. No. Harry Styles. Winner.
But you know, you gotta share. You shouldn't be in the sandbox if you can't share.
Yes. And this is the last one. Pop album of the year goes to the nominees are Alicia Cara, Carly Jepsen, Avril Lavigne, Tate McRae. And The Weeknd.
Oh, I'm hoping The Weeknd cleaned up.
And the pop album of the year goes to The Weeknd.
Yes.
Okay. And let's do one more because there's a lot of choices here. Single of the year. The nominees are Avril Lavigne, Tate McRae, Shawn Mendes, Preston Pablo, and The Weeknd.
Okay, I'm going to guess Tate McRae because she did a song and they usually figure she's going to win if they make them come and perform.
Wrong.
Is that it?
Wrong. And the winner and single of the year goes to The Weeknd.
Well, I'm damn happy for that. But
okay, one more before we go on topic. Okay, video of the year. Oh, Juno Award have a video of the year. Imagine.
I'm Canadian and I'm going, who's watching?
I thought it's only for music. Now they have video. Probably that's MTV, right?
There's no end to this, is there? Yeah, it's much music.
Okay, the nominees are Emma Higgins, Fraud, Karen Evans, Have Mercy, Mayumi Hoshida, Different Than Before, Sterling LaRosse, Remember Me For Me, and Floria Sigismondi, Unholy. Oh,
keep going.
and the winner of the video of the year goes to Floria Sigismondi.
I'm sure it was a good one if it won.
Congratulations to all the Juno awardee. If you are even just nominee, meant to say you win already the award.
Well, right? The Weeknd deserves it, and I deserve it. Now I never got a Juno, so.
Wow, really, Miss NJ?
Do you know what Juno stands for?
What is the Juno logo?
Stands for when you go, Miss NJ, do you know anything about the Canadian awards? And I say, no, that's how they were named.
Why is that? Probably our listener, why you are mocking Juno Award? We are not mocking Juno Awards, people. We just have fun talking
about it. Yes, trust me. Yeah, and I mean, I know it's a sensitive time in the world because everybody's lost their mind and everybody's offended. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not an offended person, someone who isn't offended or doesn't find humor toxic, then this is where you should be. Because we are neither toxic nor offensive. We're just not very bright sometimes, that's all.
We are not mocking Juno. We respect the Juno jurors or whatever the members over the Juno Award. Congratulations, because awarding night, there is a scandal over there that our naked lady protesting for climate change. Oh, nice.
Oh, which part?
When Avril Lavigne went to the stage and then this, I don't know, this young lady went up and then he's half naked and, you know, the breast is so nice in saying that, oh, really use my breast to show to the world because I'm protesting climate change. Oh no.
yeah, that makes sense to me because I know breasts will stop a cloudy day in a snap. That's why it rains at my house all the time.
So it really sparked the Juno Award, the scandal, and it make more famous. See? Let's make the rating more climb.
well, she does have a good concept there because usually something to catch their attention. And then, yes. But the problem being is that younger people don't always understand that if you catch their attention with something like a great body, that they're just really busy looking at the great body and not listening to anything you have to say.
Where's the climate change now, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a climate change. It's in my pants.
But truly, people, the message out it's there is very important because nowadays we're facing a global, not only in Canada, not only in the U.S., but all over the world. We are facing global climate change that it's affect everybody from the food chain, from everything that we are doing on Earth.
And all the animals and how they live and the ones that are disappearing, which changes the entire environmental pattern, like the whole setup, the way it was supposed to be. And so our animals are becoming extinct because their food sources are disappearing. And you'd be amazed at what losing one type of little plant that people don't even know what it's called, or they probably never see it because it's in a forest, you'd be absolutely astounded by what a difference that can make in the entire ecosystem.
Yes, definitely.
Try and keep it like, let's not screw everything up. We're screwing up a lot of other stuff. So let's try and keep at least the world healthy so that our brains can clear and we can quit being such weird people as a place.
Yes, let's think for the generation, to come.
Yes.
So, Ms. Andy, let's go to our trivia last week. What are the answers?
All right. Oh, you're excited. How well did you do, Daniel?
Well, really, I don't know the answer of all your trivia, so
Okay.
bear with me.
Alrighty. Well, we're gonna not do them in any particular order from last week, but I will throw them at you. Number one, I believe, was what country was the band AC/DC formed in? Where are they from, basically?
Yes.
The answer is, do you know?
Juno, I don't know Miss Juno, Miss Andy.
I know. I almost gave the answer for the second one. Australia. All right. Hey, mate. Australia.
Oh,
Thrown out of a
Australia.
shrimp owned Barbie.
Oh,
That's their
nice.
accent, or supposed to be their accent.
The Down Under.
Yes, I come from a land down under.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I
I
love
don't know
that
if that
song.
was even an Australian band that did that. I think it was, but for some reason I thought it was Canadian, but it isn't because no, it wouldn't be. It was an Australian band. Anyways, that was question number one of the questions was that. I think it was number one. So Australia is where AC/DC started. Now they're a wonderful band that we have got to discuss one of these days because they kick ass. They just do, and they are so incredibly reliable. Well, they did because they've lost some members, and it's been very sad. But they've got a great background to them too. Our second question, according to the Animals, which is the name of the band that did this song, where is the House of the Rising Sun?
Where?
Do you know?
I don't know, Miss Andy.
Okay. If you listen to the very first line of the song, it goes, "There is a house in New Orleans." New Orleans.
New Orleans. Oh,
New
wow.
Orleans. New Orleans, as the as they say.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, New Orleans. That's number two. Now let's see, what else did we have? Ooh, I don't think we did this one. We did. What was the name of the band that Eric Clapton was a member of? There's actually more than one answer for this that I am aware of because I am the expert, of course.
I thought you didn't like Eric Clapton.
I don't because he's, I can't even say that on here. I
Okay.
don't think I can. I don't think it's best, but
Yeah.
he has, I disagree with him on some very serious issues. It's not like he cares, but I do because I think
Okay.
the world should all be unified and together and work together. Anyways, the name of the band that Eric Clapton was a member of was Cream.
Cream on tide.
Cream, yep, was his first real band, I think. He also played with a couple other ones, but that's the one that he was known for. That's where he got famous. And he was sort of an evil. He's sort of a go for he what he wants type of guy. But I understand people loving his music and his vocals and his writing because he is a genius. But I'm just on a personal level, and I shouldn't keep make it personal, but I do because I'm a woman, and I must complicate things.
Complicated, yeah. That's
Now,
true.
how many questions have we had? We had two more, right?
Yes, five
Okay.
all day.
Okay. All right. The next one. Who was Paul McCartney referring to in the song Hey Jude?
Hey, Jude,
Yep.
don't let me down. The brother.
No, close, but that was a good rendition.
The uncle,
It was
the father of,
I have a granddaughter named Jude.
oh,
She's
okay.
the funniest little thing ever. Anyways, who he was talking about was Julian Lennon, John Lennon's son.
Okay.
Yeah, and John Lennon had two sons, and one of them was called Julian Lennon, and they used to call him Jude. And so he was talking to him because they were all very much a tight-knit group. You know, they all hung with each other's families and such.
Nice.
And so the answer is Julian Lennon.
Now, Julian Lennon.
Yeah. And who became a rocker, like a recording artist in his own right as well.
Yes, definitely.
And his brother Sean did as well. So that was just one big, huge pile of musicians in one, well, maybe not a pile, but a group, you know. I don't know if they pile up or what, but anyways. And the last question is, this comes from one of the podcasts that we did. And anybody who is paying attention would know this. Ziggy Stardust is the alter ego of which British rock icon? And the answer is David Bowie.
Really? Why you give it fast? I want to guess.
Oh, you aren't going to get it. You don't pay attention. You hosted the thing. And you still don't know. I'm the only one who knows anything around here. I'm just pulling this trip today because I didn't see the one in the driver's seat. That's all. Okay. So get back to your desk there, young man.
I bet we're going to have another trivia for your next week.
Yes, we have more questions for you.
Okay, for this is the trivia for next week, people. So listen to me, Sanjay.
All right. This one. Number one. I better make sure I write that as the number one. Rebel Yell is a hit song by which classic rock icon?
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
I bet you don't. You make a really good rub for a ham, but I'm not too sure if you know this one.
I know, I know, I know.
Okay. Everybody got that? That is Rebel Yell is a hit song by which classic rock icon? I almost gave the answer away by mistake. Okay, number two.
How many questions are you going to give today? Five, two? Well,
five.
Okay, so we still have 15 minutes now for our Beatles.
Because everybody knows everything about the Beatles, so that'll be good. Beatles schmeedles.
Beatles are Beatles.
Nobody's even heard of them. What's the point? Bunch of nobodies in my Okay, here we go. Which artist won a Grammy for his cover of the Guess Who's American Woman?
I know.
The biggest fan of this guy. I still am, but when I realized that it was just a pipe dream and that I'd never actually get to have him for myself.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Is it a Grammy awardee?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just to read that one more time, which artist won a Grammy for his cover of the Guess Who's American Woman? Okay. Now, number three question.
We always hear that song, American Woman.
Right on. Get away from me. Yeah, that one. Yeah. And the Guess Who are Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they wrote it, and we could even do a show on them because they're really, really interesting as well. Okay, which would... oh, okay, here's a good one. Now, like I said, we're going to get a little bit tougher as we go, right?
Yes.
You've got to be a bit of a music buff to know this, and I knew this one. I always know all of them. Actually, I lied. I think I got 89% on 100 questions, so that's pretty good. But this... I'm a fan of everybody on the list. Anyways, which artist worked as an engineer on the Beatles' last two albums? You see, it ties right into today's show. And Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
I know.
I bet you don't.
Okay.
All right. Well, maybe you do. I mean, I can't say, but yes. I will.
Yes. We will answer those question on our next episode next week.
Yep. Now we got two more, and I'll do them quick. Mark Bolan was the lead singer of which band? Now, I can give you four choices. Okay?
Yes.
Iron Maiden, Pink Floyd, AC/DC, or T-Rex?
Okay.
There you go. Mark Bolan was the lead singer of which band? And those are your choices. Iron Maiden, Pink Floyd, AC/DC, and T-Rex. Okay? And here's a really good one because it plays right into today. Okay? What was the Beatles' first single in England?
Wow.
Wait, here, I'm going to... Because they've got so many songs, I'm going to give you the choice of four. Come Together, Love Me Do, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, or Penny Lane.
Okay. So people, these are already top five, your five question, Ms. Andy?
Yep, that's it.
Yes, that's it, people. That are the top trivia of Miss Anjay. So we're going to answer that to next week, our next episode.
Yep. Whenever that might be. I'm going to start with Welcome to Music 101. This is about what I like and what I want. And I'm going to ask all the really, really hard questions while Daniel, my co-host, tells me about the Beatles. Daniel, what can you tell me about the Beatles?
Oh, really, Ms. Andy? Of course. Yeah. Thank you for your...
Give me the lowdown, baby.
Thank you for giving me this chair to inform you, to give you information about the Beatles.
Hey, anytime. No, seriously, anytime you can do the homework.
Well, Miss Andy and the people listening to us, the Beatles were an English rock band. Oh, formed in Liverpool in 1960. That composed of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. Oh, they are regarded as the most influential band of all time.
They certainly are.
So what do you think about influential time, cultural impact of the Beatles? Influential band of all time. Imagine comparing all the band that came before them. They consider as a legend.
Absolutely. As a whole, they are. And individually, I don't think anybody understood how much they were going to, like, their influence was going to spread across the world and how each of them was going to turn out to be who they were. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. And they were integral to the development of the 1960s counterculture and popular music's recognition as art form. See, mm-hmm. I think that is the 1960s where they recognize all their music is so different, right?
Yeah. Well, I think basically they had music that adults were somewhat afraid of because they were used to listening to pure, like the purest type of music, like Pat Boone and things like that, like things that were, and Perry Como, and which I never quit remembering this SCTV skit of Perry Como laying on the stage like he was passed out, but singing into a microphone, singing one of his songs with his head on the stage, just like this, because he was so relaxed and so boring, and so was Pat Boone. And the parents saw the way that their daughters especially reacted to these good-looking, the mop tops, I think they called them, and how crazy their daughters went screaming and crying. And they went, oh, this is the end of civilization as we know it, which is what every generation does. Parents, yes, you know, go through it. I'm going through it right now. I think this is the end of civilization.
Go ahead.
But anyways.
John Lennon, of course. It's the name. John Lennon is John Winston Arnold Lennon. Was born October 9, 1940, and died December 8, 1980.
How did he die?
How?
David Larry Chapman shot him.
How did
shot him? Shot him dead in front of his apartment building.
For what reason?
Just because he wanted to be famous.
He wanted to be famous.
Yeah, and he saw John Lennon, so he killed him.
Oh my God, really?
Yep. He didn't really have anything against him. He said he just wanted him dead. He just said, I needed to have somebody listen to me. And I figured, well, I shoot John Lennon. And John Lennon was on his way to the store to get something. And he came out of his building. And I think it was Chapman. Yeah, it was Chapman. I think it was John Larry or something like that, Chapman. He stopped him and asked him for an autograph. And when he went to do it, he just shot him and killed him.
So the guy become well-known, famous?
Oh, huge, huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the night it happened. I was at a party.
And
it was late in 2 a.m. 3 a.m. And I was at that point where my ride wasn't ready to go home, but I definitely was. And so I said to my friend, may I just go lay down on your bed? and she said, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I went in, and as I was laying down, her radio was on in the bedroom, and I heard that he had been shot and killed.
Oh, my goodness. And that was 1980, right?
Yeah.
I was not born yet at that time.
Yeah. Oh, I hate you. I was just out of high school. How old are you? You're like 12, like Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh. You started pumping out those babies pretty early then. You got like a 27-year-old kid or something.
Yes. That's why when you ask me, oh, I don't know, because at that time I'm not born yet. So thank you for your enlightenment.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let's hope that we have lots of people that haven't been like born yet, so that they are learning something good. Because I thought everybody knew everything about the Beatles, but evidently I'm being the
classic sort of, one.
Yeah, I'm being classic again. What did I say? And I remember hearing that and then going, oh my God. And a month later, I met the man I was going to marry, which I did. And his birthday was December 8th.
Oh, and wow.
He said it ruined his birthday party because everybody just got bummed out and went home.
Yes.
But then I divorced him and I realized that probably isn't why everybody went home.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Just kidding. People, Miss NJ, only kidding. We are just happy to, you know, fool you around. So the real name of Paul McCartney is James Paul McCartney, born June 18, 1942. Okay, people, he's still alive.
Yes, and I've seen him in concert, and he just absolutely blew my mind.
Oh, why? Why is like that?
Because he set the roof of BC Place on fire with fireworks that he was not supposed to use. And they told him, this is a great story. I got it. Someday I'm going to have to tell the whole story because my husband and I went because he had to pick up some tickets for a friend. And just like Elton John, I didn't really think much about it at first. I mean, later I got to like Elton John, but I went, and he goes, I had to get four tickets. He says, but I got them for a really good price so that I could get the other two. He says, so do you want to go and see Paul McCartney? And I went, oh, yeah, I like their stuff. I guess it's okay, but, you know, whatever. I'm not big on crowds, to be quite honest. And we got in there, and I got a little claustrophobic, and he goes, okay, follow my lead. And he goes, okay, my wife is claustrophobic, and she thinks she's going to faint, so we need to get to our seats. Can you take us? Because it was packed. I mean, packed. You could not move in there. And so I just followed his lead, and I went, yeah, oh, I'm feeling a little faint. And so we go up to where the security line, like where you come in, and then there's a whole big section that's cordoned off so that nobody can go there, and you can just see boxes. And for the whole distance down across the thing, you can see shipments of something, and there's boxes that say explosives and stuff like this on it. And they've got all these security guards, and our seats were just one floor below that. But there was so many people, they couldn't let us walk through. And I said, oh, I think I'm going to pass out. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I started faking like I was going to pass out, and I was, I'm getting weak on it. I can see a bright light. And he goes, you have to help us. And the security guy goes, all right, I'll take you this way. And he takes us, he opens the gate and lets us through, and they get me a wheelchair, and they put me in the wheelchair, and they wheel me through all of their equipment. And I'm reading it, and he's taking pictures with his phone. He's going, yeah, very quietly, and he's going, no pictures in here. He goes, no. He says, I was just taking, and I pretend to start talking to his phone, going, oh, I'm just talking to my kids. And so he keeps videotaping, and then we get to the end, and whoever the security guy's boss is walks up and says, I told you not to bring anybody through. He goes, but this woman is claustrophobic and she was gonna faint. And we just got out. I got out of the wheelchair, and we went, thanks, bye. And then we ran to our seats. Ran, like, woo-hoo, skipped and ran. And then we ran to our seats, and we laughed. And then he goes, there was a lot of explosives, like a lot of shipments of stuff, like, because we saw all sorts of stuff we shouldn't have seen.
Yes.
And he says, I read in the paper that he was going to do a fireworks thing, but because the roof is on in BC Place, you can't do that, because if they have the roof off, that's one thing, right? But they just replaced the roof because the storm the year before had destroyed it, and it's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Well, on the last song that they did Live or Let Die, yes, which I videotaped, and he decided, screw you, I'm doing the fireworks. And he did them, and it just, every piece, you could see every firework go up, get stuck in the roof, and a big hole would suddenly, wow, appear in it, and they just kept shooting these fireworks. And it was the best thing ever. And it just made huge gaping wounds in this thing. And they asked him for something like $50 million to replace it. And he went, yep, not a problem. Gave him the money.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was great. Yeah. And I've got video of it.
Oh, that's be awesome.
Yeah. So it's too bad you can't see it, but you know.
Yes. That is a memorable experience.
And he was a great performer, because when he'd get up to talk, everybody just shut up. Like they wanted to hear what he had to say.
They listen. Oh, they quiet, eh?
Yes. Okay, now I'm sorry I interrupted you. I shouldn't have done that. Let's go on with the rest of the band.
We have already 5 minutes left. So let's finish with the original name. George Harrison. George Harrison was born February 25, 1943 and died November 29, 2001. Mm-hmm. Also, who are the members that's only alive right now? That's
Ringo and Paul.
Paul. So let's go to Ringo Starr. It's a different name. Richard Starkey. The name of Ringo Starr. Oh, was born July 7, 1940. So they are only two left for the band, right?
Yep.
So let's do the continuation to next week. Let's do a wrap up for the Beatles. And we continue next week for our next episode. I just want to wrap up that the Beatles were an English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960 that comprised with John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. And the only left alive is Paul McCartney and Mr. Ringo Starr.
Yeah, so it's called what we call a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, yes. Next episode, we're going to talk about their top five hit songs according to Miss NJ. Oh,
that's easy for me. They're all my top. Thank you, Daniel, so much for your time. I greatly appreciate you coming on to my show.
You're welcome, Miss NJ. Morticum people, see you soon next week.
Bye-bye.